This is the Truth Network. Matt Slick is president and founder of the Christian Apologetics and Research Ministry. Matt is a Master of Divinity and is ordained. He's passionate, and Matt stands firm and lives to defend and promote the Christian faith. Monday through Friday, Matt takes calls from all around the world on his radio show. We've compiled this week's best. Matt Slick's Top 6.
Number 6.
I just had a quick question coming off of Easter. I had Monday off from work because it was Easter Monday, but I just don't know much about what Easter Monday is, and I wonder if you could help me out with that.
Sure, it's the Monday that follows the Sunday of Easter.
So Christ is already resurrected?
Yep, he rose on right. Sunday, which is why we celebrate church on Sundays, because it's called the Lord's Day. We don't do it on Saturday because of that reason. That's what happened in the early church. And so Monday is just the following Monday or the next day.
There's no real biblical thing about that Easter Monday or...
Well, there is, in the sense that after the day he rose, the next day, the second day of the week, you could find those days. It's indirectly mentioned, but nothing like, it's Easter Monday, we could do something special.
Number 5.
Before the crucifixion of Christ, they were separated from their body and were alive and conscious. And 2 Corinthians 5:8, 2 Corinthians 12, 2 through 4, Luke 16, 19 through 31, the story of the rich man and Lazarus. And so before the crucifixion of Christ, it looks like the believers went to a holding place called Abraham's bosom. Another word for it is paradise. The bad people went to Hades. It was a bad place. Now, this will ultimately, the bad place will be ultimately cast out into hell and the outer darkness. So after Christ's resurrection, it looks like, since the atoning work had been accomplished, then it looks like we have direct access to heaven. And so when we die as Christians, we go be with the Lord in heaven. But we're not in our resurrected, glorified bodies yet.
Number 4.
I had a question about what the Bible says about people's energy or energy healing.
Yeah, that's all occult stuff. The Bible does not talk about energy healing. It's New Age occult. You got to be very, 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 very careful, because it's New Age philosophy that's creeping into the Christian church. It's making a comeback.
Number 3.
In fact, I just released a series of quotes from the Physics of Heaven book, Associate Christian book, written in support of New Apostolic Reformation theology. Here's some quotes. The Lord is ready to use sound, light, and energy in ways we never dreamed. All the contributors in the book to chapters sense that God is on the verge of releasing something new on the earth, and that the new thing somehow involves vibrations, frequencies, energy, sound, light, and taking quantum leaps of faith. God used faith substance and word energy to create the universe. See, what happens is you take a word like energy, and it's used, there's energia to work and things like that. It's in the Bible. They can go back and then say, well, God said, let there be light. Well, that's energy. Well, he spoke. That means energy's in his words. And we can say those words, therefore we can have energy. So this is in that book. Peter carried the Spirit of God within him. He carried the original power of let there be light energy, power, light within him. That's what we should be doing. You got to be careful, because everything is energy at the foundational level of existence, and all energy vibrates at a certain frequency. Well, if it vibrates at a frequency and you can get in tune with the frequency, then you can control the energy. It's occultism.
Number 2.
It does not necessitate that every individual must therefore be sprinkled or poured upon. I'm just saying that in the scriptures, you can't make the case that baptism only means immersion. That's what I'm trying to say, okay?
But when Jesus was baptized, did the heavens open up and the dove appear and land on Jesus?
Yes.
Okay, so that goes along with scripture, John 1:33, where the one who sent me to baptize told me, the one where the Spirit descends on, by seeing that done, he was completing his testimony. And for that reason is why Jesus wouldn't baptize John the Baptist, because Jesus had to let John baptize him in order to see the dove. And
no,
the truth about
no,
John,
no,
Jesus,
no,
Jesus,
no, 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 no. It wasn't so that he could see the dove. The reason he was baptized, Jesus says, is to fulfill all righteousness. Picture, if you can, a dirty slope of a hill full of muck and mire and mud. And you're on your knees and you're crawling up to the precipice, or not the precipice, but the top of the the small grade, and you realize at the top is the cross of Christ, and you won't bring your eyes to look there, because that's where God in flesh, his blood running down his feet, his back, the wood into the dirt. And you approach, and dare you glance at even a drop of the blood in the dirt, you don't look any further. And this is where you need to be. It's all of him and the holiness of his work. And then you hear the footsteps of someone slowly with their heads bowed, walking up to the cross. And then they gently nail to that cross with respect their own works, a list of their good deeds. And then they walk back and bow down. And what they're saying is, those who add works to the work of Christ are saying, my works are on an equal level of the sacrifice of Christ, and that God will save me based upon what Christ has done and what I have done. Now, which of the two are arrogant? The one who walks up to the cross and puts his own works or her own works on an equal level of Christ, and saying God will accept me based on him and what I do? Or who's more humble? The one who looks down and says, no, I've got nothing. But to the one who does not work, but believes in him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is credited as righteousness. Faith in the true Christ is what saves. And all false religions, because of a false Christ, have a false gospel. And in that, they all walk up to the cross, even in their own humility, and they nail their own works and efforts to the cross, their own sincerity, and say, together, I'll be saved. That's a problem.
Goodbye, goodbye. It's time to go.
Saying goodbye, why is it sad? Makes us remember the good times we've had.
Y'all come back now. Here.
I always trust a guy named Matt Slick on the radio.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Matt Slick's Top 6. For more on Matt and his live syndicated call-in radio show, go to truthnetwork.com. Got a question? Matt Slick has your answer. This is the Truth Network.